fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour. This is Firearms Monday. The prepper tip of the day is to get your winter car kits ready. Kits, plural, if you have more than one vehicle. Make sure it's appropriate for the area you live in, that everything's in there you need, that it's all fresh and in good condition and ready for use. Get your winter car kits ready. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Training USA is the following website, freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. You want to sign up for a class, built, take part, group purchase of thermal imaging to save a little bit of money, just give him a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, you have continuously have a group purchase of thermal imaging devices going on, don't you, sir?
Well, we try to do it at least twice a month. We won't be doing the buy this week, but next week, a week from Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll probably make another buy of thermal equipment. If you want to get in on that buy, you can call me this week. I can give you instructions on how to get in on that buy. We have had such tremendous success getting thermal in people's hands. This is a great thing.
You're cutting out now and then. Thermal imaging is not night vision, and people that aren't knowledgeable, they frequently confuse the two, don't they, sir?
Yeah, night vision works on an intensifier tube of a particular technology. The most modern version is a white phosphor technology. It gives you a grayscale in black and white. It uses actual photons from available light, like moonlight or starlight. And when a photon hits your intensifier screen, it creates a cascade of electrons that get channeled to a particular cell on an LED display. That particular technology advantages, it can see through glass. The disadvantage is it's easy to hide from. If you have any camouflage skills at all, you can hide from standard night vision. Thermal, on the other hand, works on a completely different principle. It doesn't rely on any type of light that the eye sees. Standard night vision works in the 800 to 900 nanometer wavelength area. Thermal works on a much longer wavelength, and it sees the heat being emitted in a much longer wave. That's what thermal sees. It's very difficult to camouflage yourself from, and much more effective on a weapon system, much more effective at identifying threats. And thermal works during the day to identify threats, not just at night, where night vision is useless during the day. And I use the example of, you take someone that is camouflaged up, sitting in the bushes 40 yards from your back door of your house. In the daytime, you can't see him with night vision. In the nighttime, you cannot see him with night vision. But you put a good thermal sight in that guy's area, and you will spot him instantly, day or night.
Okay. Sam, I don't know what's happening on RBN's end, but you're cutting out frequently on my end. I don't know what needs to be done to correct that. Well, Sam, people travel. I know. What's the state count? Out of the 50 states, how many states are we up to have had students at Freedom Center?
Well, we're up to 44 states at this point. I think the only 44 states and 17 countries we've trained people from.
Outstanding.
So it's pretty significant. I don't think we've had anyone from Hawaii, although we have had people that have lived in Hawaii. I think Brian comes to mind. We actually had someone from Alaska this year for the first time. And I think we're down to like Connecticut and let me see who else.
How about Delaware?
Nobody from Delaware that I'm aware of. We definitely have New Hampshire. No one. I don't think we've had anyone from Vermont, Connecticut, Delaware, Vermont, Rhode Island. I don't think we've had anyone from Rhode Island. But there's a few states, most of them in the Northeast. We've now had people from everywhere in the West: Washington, Oregon, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Idaho, Montana. I think we just had some students from Montana come in this past week. So, yeah, we've had people come from all over. It's been a great joy to see people from all walks of life come in and seek a higher level of skill with their firearms.
Well, Sam, during 2020 and 2021, not so much this year, people coming here from California, Washington State, Oregon, did they experience culture shock that nobody wore a mask and there was no social distancing? Was that a shock to them?
Oh, it still is, John. We have people come in all the time this year, even going, why is no one wearing a mask? Why, you know, in my state, you can't eat in a restaurant without, you know, I mean, it's just, and we just shake our heads and we smile and we say, take a deep breath. Welcome to free America.
Right, right. Well, there's other ways people could respond, and such as, you folks out there aren't very smart, are you?
Well, you know, you get the government you tolerate, right?
Yep, yep.
I mean, if you're willing to tolerate that level of tyranny, you know, and I mentioned this on the Hagman Show about a month ago when I said, the first indication that I had there was a problem, a real problem, was in early May. I think it was May 1st or maybe April 30th, somewhere in there in 2020. I was driving to Barber Motorsports Park to run my superbike around the racetrack. And I was driving through West Memphis headed east towards Alabama. And I saw this giant casino on the north side of the highway, and the parking lot was filled, and they had just a week ago closed all the churches. I thought to myself, holy crap, the churches of America are closed, but the casinos are open for business? What is going on in this country? That was my sort of wake-up moment in 2020.
There was a pastor who had his congregation come to a big field and have the people stay in the cars with the air conditioners on and windows rolled up, and he delivered the message over an FM radio transmitter, and the police still shut him down.
John, I would have had armed men there to tell the police to go suck eggs. I just have no tolerance for that. And people say, oh, Sam, you would not have done that. I'm like, oh, yeah? Did you miss Ferguson?
Right.
You don't think I'll put 120 armed men in a location and tell a tyrannical government to kiss my blown bahookie? I sure will. I can promise you I will. I've done it before, and I'll do it again. And you know what's interesting is? When you stand for the truth and you stand for what's right and you're armed, the tyrants don't want to play. Imagine that.
There's nothing more dangerous than a man who has no fear and knows he's right.
Isn't that the truth?
Absolutely. Yeah, question or comment? This is Firearms Monday. You just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, in addition, you have classes on reloading. Tell us about those classes and what people may learn when they sign up for a reloading class.
Yeah, in our reloading classes, we start with an introduction to what headspace means, and we talk about the four different basic cartridge designs. You have rimmed cases, you have auto-rimmed cases, you have belted magnums, and you have standard bottleneck cases. And so we go over the four different types of brass and what headspace means and how we measure that. And when we make barrels, how do we make sure we get that right? Because an understanding of headspace is critical to understanding how to properly size the brass before you reload it. So we go over the fundamentals of headspace, which is just a fancy word for something pretty simple. And we get into how to prep brass, how to control neck tension, how to load ammunition and weigh powder properly, what to do with the flash holes of your brass so that your ammunition is more accurate, how to turn necks. If you want to be super accurate and shoot past 800 yards, you want to do the 800 to 2,000 yard thing, how to turn brass necks and control neck tension. We let everybody turn a case or two. And we go over these processes of how we load ammunition that has an extreme spread of less than 9 feet per second and is worthy to hit a target at 2,000 yards. And people think, oh, well, that's not even possible, is it? And I say, well, not only is it possible, a friend of mine that I custom built a 30 Wolf for this spring shot a 4.7-inch group with less than a quarter inch of vertical dispersion, 4.7 inches of horizontal dispersion, in a 13-mile-an-hour wind at 2,200 yards.
That's breathtaking.
Think about that. A sub-quarter-minute group at 2,200 yards in a 13-mile-an-hour quartering crosswind.
Amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
Now, that's the extreme of what's possible from an accuracy standpoint. But all of the technology exists to do this. And hitting a 12-inch plate at 1,000 is a piece of cake. If you have an accurate rifle and decent ammunition and a good scope, there is no way you come to my class and not hit the target at 1,000 yards, because we will show you how it's done, and you will do it, and you will be overjoyed that you came and took that class and now have those skills.
That's approximately 1 1/3 miles, isn't it?
And there are no classes, there's no prerequisite required to take a reloading class. Now, we don't have any reloading classes scheduled the rest of this year. We're just out of time. We're about to take a break in Thanksgiving, and every weekend is just jam-packed. But we will have reloading classes this winter and starting up again early next year.
We have a caller asking, are there any prerequisites to take the reloading class, sir?
No, none at all.
Okay. Outstanding. Reloading is a skill that will develop, where you develop custom loads for your precision rifle to get the maximum amount of accuracy out of it, can't you?
Yeah, and it's important to know how to reload for accuracy, because the factory ammo that you buy is not tuned to your barrel harmonics. Everyone as a child probably walked up to their parents' car and grabbed the external antenna and bent it slightly and let it go and watched it whip back and forth. Now, as that antenna whips back and forth, when it gets all the way to the extreme point of its movement, you can see one curve in the antenna. And then it whips the other direction, and you see about the same curve in the other direction as it goes back and forth. Engineers call that a first mode vibration. Well, when you shoot a precision rifle barrel, the barrel actually has three curves in it at the same time, like a guitar string has multiple curves in it when you pluck a guitar string. Just so happens that the predominant vibration mode that affects accuracy is what we call a third mode vibration, which means it has three distinct radiuses in it at the same time. Now, that third mode vibration is predominantly up and down because of the way the gun is built and the way the vector of the recoil forces are transferred into the stock. The barrel tends to whip up and down. That third mode vibration, that movement whipping up and down, causes some bullets to be released at the top of the whip and some bullets to be released near the bottom of the whip, and giving you a different launch angle. That different launch angle gives you vertical dispersion on the target. So how do we get rid of that vertical dispersion? Well, we learn to hand load, and we learn to control neck tension and primer brisance and all of these things that affect velocity of the cartridge. And instead of the cartridge from the factory varying 80 feet per second from bullet to bullet, we learn how to hand load cartridges that vary less than 10 feet per second. Now, all of the bullets are exiting either at the top or the bottom of the stroke, and all the vertical dispersion goes away, and we shoot a flat line based on whatever the wind conditions are. And it gives us much greater control of a precision rifle. And that's why it's so important to hand load, because John can hold a rifle a certain way and shoot ammo from it and get vertical dispersion. I can hold that same exact rifle in a different way and get no vertical dispersion, because the way I hold the rifle might work with that cartridge speed or not, where the way John holds it may not work. Now, and the other way around, like when Bo tunes up his super accurate 30 Wolf that he's put bullets in the same hole with at 1,000 yards, he gets zero vertical. I mean, he doesn't even have a bullet hole of vertical dispersion in his groups. The guy just shoots a horizontal slot in the paper. I go to shoot his same gun, and I get vertical dispersion like maybe 3-4 inches. He shoots my gun that I've tuned loads up for. He gets vertical out of my gun, where I get a horizontal slot out of my gun. So the way that you hold the gun, he's left-handed, I'm right-handed, he may have more cheek pressure than I do. So all these little changes affect the way the barrel vibrates in its third mode cycle. So when you learn to hand load, you now have the ability to design a load for exactly the way you hold the gun, and the accuracy level just skyrockets. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And as I like to say, when you first stand at that 1,000-yard range shooting line and look out there 3,000 feet away, 10 football fields, at least I thought to myself, can a human being really hit something, a small target, at that distance? It seems almost impossible, but it's very doable for average people once they've had the proper training, isn't it?
It really is. Good match ammo and a good rifle and a good scope and a little bit of shooting technique and anybody. I don't think we've ever had a student not hit the target at 1,000 in 4 years of training, people, almost five.
Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters, the best way to keep your home warm, cozy, and save money. Details at thelibertyman.com. Yes, this is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. The website's freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, are you going to be scheduling the trauma treatment classes this coming year, sir?
We absolutely plan on doing that. Jake Smack, our instructor from the Air Force, he's at the Air Force Escape and Evasion School, and he teaches pilots first aid and advanced first aid techniques, and he got deployed. We were going to have him right the week before Thanksgiving, but his schedule got changed. He got deployed, and that was the problem. Well, I just figured out what the issue is with the transmission.
Okay.
The Skype or the RBN producer's mic is inadvertently keying up, and that's what's causing the interference.
Okay. And that's taken care of now, I assume. Seems like it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like right now, their mic is on, and I'm getting a tremendous amount of static.
Oh, my. Not good. Well, maybe that can be corrected, so we're not getting that anymore. Okay, Sam. We have an election coming up. We have, if Democrats continue to control Congress, Senate, and the House of Representatives, and, of course, we got the imposter in the Oval Office, we can almost without a doubt look for really draconian anti-gun legislation, can't we, sir?
Not only will they pass a law outlawing your rifles, they're going to cram down our throats the social credit system, the digital currency system. And the important thing there is to resist, is to make sure that you absolutely resist when that happens. And it's time to fight. You know, we cannot allow them. There's two lines in the sand you have to draw that cannot be crossed. They cannot take your rifles, your ability to defend yourself from tyranny, and they cannot take control of your money, which is what the digital currency system will give them. If either one of those dominoes fall, they can take the other. If they take your rifles, they can control your money. If they take control of your money, they can eventually take your weapons. So it's time to resist. It's time to fight for what's real and what's right. And if you're questioning whether you need moral justification for that, just go to Galatians 5:1 and read it 10 times in a row until you understand it. And Absolutely. By the way, the yoke mentioned in Galatians 5:1 is not the yoke of sin. Although a yoke of sin is discussed in Scripture, it's not discussed in this verse. The actual yoke are the scales of justice, the law, in this particular verse. And when it says Christ sets you free, therefore stand firm and do not allow yourselves to be burdened by a yoke of slavery ever again, they're talking about what Christ did in his sacrifice and atonement process. He sets you free from the law, so you are now responsible to do the moral thing, not the legal thing. That's the key thing to understand, is that we as Americans are responsible to do what's right, not necessarily what's legal. And I remind people, it was perfectly legal in Germany to herd Jews into train cars and take them to death camps. So don't give me some equivalence BS that God put Joe Biden as president, therefore we must obey all of Joe Biden's edicts. No. Satan's in control of the leadership of the world right now. God isn't. And it's our job to resist evil and to resist evil leadership and to stand for the truth and to stand for what's moral, not what's legal, because those two are not the same thing. It was legal to kill babies all over the world. It was legal. Okay, I mean, how many examples do you need, you know, of... It was legal to take someone's property in certain circumstances, even though you didn't own it, didn't pay for it, didn't do it. I mean, there are 1,000 examples of bad laws where something is legal, but it's not moral or the correct or right or just thing to do. And Americans better start drawing some lines of distinction between what is legal and what is moral. And if you're going to claim to be a disciple of Christ and a Christian conservative, you better be doing the moral thing and not necessarily the legal thing. Get in the fight and fight for what's real and what's right. And if you think that there's no consequences for not getting in the fight, go to Revelation 21:8 and read about where Scripture puts out.
Hold on, Sam. Got a break. Call number 5-1-2-2-3.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Saturday was Constitution Day. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Albert Einstein said the strength of the Constitution lies entirely in the determination of each citizen to defend it. Einstein said each citizen, not citizens at large. On September 17, 1787, 39 men signed the United States Constitution. The grand experiment of a representative democracy framed as a constitutional republic began 235 years ago. The average constitution tried in other countries only lasts 15 years. So clearly, the United States Constitution is remarkable. I have handed out thousands of pocket constitutions, and I can't believe how often someone says, I've never read it, or I don't really know what's in it. Be determined to defend the Constitution. Read it. Teach its principles to younger generations. Returning to constitutional principles is our only hope of saving our republic. Find more constitutionally minded commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Zivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there to educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Something I haven't mentioned for quite a while, the former president of the Canadian Dental Association, Dr. Hardy Limebeck, wrote a letter apologizing to his family, everybody he knows, apologizing to the entire country that he used to advocate the use of sodium fluoride in human beings for healthy dental purposes. Imagine how humiliating that would be to have to apologize to the entire country. But that letter is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Products that will help you achieve your goals for health and well-being. Energy cleaner to help you get past your arthritis pain and get the best night's sleep you've had maybe in decades. And, of course, Liberator rocket heaters. It will soon be winter. We have Liberator rocket heaters in stock ready for immediate shipment. The only wood-burning stove that we're aware of that uses both wood pellets and normal firewood at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday. We have Sam Andrews with us. The website for Freedom Train USA is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, where nobody except a few, the very few liberal idiots that live there and wear a mask, that telephone number in Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. Okay, well, Sam, We have a nice long segment here of about 13 minutes. What direction do you want to go next, sir?
Well, let's talk about masks for a minute and how this crazy, ridiculous lie that had been purported on the American people has become useful. Now, people wearing masks, you can see them coming from a long way away. You know you're dealing with someone that has a mental illness. There's a high probability you're dealing with someone with a mental illness at this point. So it's a good thing in our state. If we see someone wearing a mask, we know they are not right mentally. And it's a good indicator that there might be a problem, there might be danger, this person's not going to think logically. So it's a great thing to have that indicator from a distance. That mask has become a strong indicator of potential mental illness. But let's go to the firearms tip of the week. So in our last training class, the number one issue we had were sights and mounts actually coming loose, fasteners not being torqued and Loctited properly. So what I want people to understand, what does a warrior do before they go into battle? Well, they check their weapons out. They go through them meticulously and make sure there's no issues. So you check the torque on your fasteners and your mounts first. Then you go and check your zero on your rifle, and then you clean it up and inspect all the parts, and then you lubricate everything, put it back together, and recheck your zero. So I want everybody before the November election to make sure, in case this country blows sky high, not saying it will, I'm saying there's a potential for voter fraud being discovered and people getting very angry about voter fraud and not taking it this time around. And depending on what state you're in, you don't want to be the canary in the mine shaft if things get ugly and go kinetic. So make sure your guns have sights that have all the mount fasteners, everything, the base, the sight to the base, the rings, every single fastener in your system has been checked and Loctited. With blue Loctite preferably, and then go and make sure your weapons are zeroed and clean your guns and inspect all your parts. Make sure there's no cracks or chips or any problems. You cannot inspect a part unless it's really clean, and you look at it very, very carefully. So get your guns apart, get everything Loctited, put together properly, get your guns zeroed, get all the parts inspected, fix anything that needs attention, and make sure you get that done before November.
That's great advice, and I hope people will follow. Now, explain the difference between, a lot of folks don't know the difference between blue Loctite and red Loctite, if you would, please.
Well, there's purple, there's blue, there's all these different colors of Loctite. They're also given numbers. Okay, Loctite is a brand name for a thread locking adhesive, and we use them on small fasteners that are under tremendous repetition of shock and heat, expansion and contraction, to keep the fasteners from working their way loose. So 272, which is the number designation for red, or 273, which is a gel form of the red Loctite, is more permanent. It can only be removed at really high heat, and you don't want to heat optics, you don't want to heat other things. So we use the blue Loctite, which is either 242 in the liquid form, or we use the blue Loctite in the 243 version, which is the gel. I like that better because it doesn't drip off the fasteners as easily. And then we torque the fastener to the proper spec with blue Loctite after the threads have been degreased. So degrease the female and male threads. And then, and to go inside and degrease the inside threads, you can use a Q-tip with some gun scrubber or something like that. But degrease both threads, then place your blue Loctite on, then torque it to spec, and then let it sit for at least half an hour.
Outstanding. Well done. Our next caller is Paul in Kentucky. Good morning, Paul.
Morning. Good morning, Sam.
Paul, how are you? Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great. Loving all the equipment. I enjoyed the class and the early August with Sam and purchased a custom rifle and the X-19. And love them both. They're fantastic. What I called about, I wanted to back up in Psalms what I had found about what Sam was speaking of a while ago on the laws. And it's Psalms 94, verses 20 and 21, if I may read quickly.
Please do.
Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, comma, which frameth mischief by a law, question mark. 21, they gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, comma, and condemn the innocent blood. So I have always taken that as the prime example, of course, is the murder of children through abortion, because yes, they frame it the law and say, well, that's the law. And then the it also is applicable to everything that Sam had been going through on creating fake laws. So,
well, thank you for that, Paul. That's a great verse.
Very good. Well, you have a great day, and we look forward to coming back.
Have you made friends with that AR-15 we built you yet?
Have I made plans with it?
Have you made friends
with it? I have. Oh, yes. Yes, I have. And we finally got to go out, and I have to apologize on the practice, because we were wanting to practice so badly. And we went out yesterday afternoon and shot, and it was just great to be shooting again. And I had a new young man, and I was teaching him some of the commands we have, especially on the safe handling of the pistol, as well as the rifle, but hand to buckle, high tang grip. I don't think I'll ever forget those, ever.
I hope not.
So, oh, man, it was great. It was a good time. It really was. I encourage everyone to do it, because there's so much stuff that you don't know, and we think we do, of course, and very good. So, enjoying the show today.
Okay, Paul. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Paul was in our basic class in August and did a great job. And he's also bought some pretty high-end weapons. And he did really, really well with them. And I'm excited for him to have those tools at his disposal. I don't think I'd want to be a bad guy messing with Paul these days.
Outstanding. Glad to hear that. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you much.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Our next caller is Rich in Missouri. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, guys. Mike, I got two questions. First question is for Sam, and they're both for anybody, really. Sight pushers. I'm looking for a sight remover pusher for pistols, primarily Glocks. I was wondering if there's a good one out there that you like.
I'm not sure I understood your question. Are you asking about a sight removal tool?
Yes.
So we just take a brass punch that we've squared off and tapered into a trapezoid, and we use about 30 light taps to remove a sight or to adjust it. We don't typically use the sight removal tools. They're expensive, and you know, they're just kind of unwieldy. I don't have a recommendation on a sight removal tool, because we tend to do that in another way. We have a padded vise that we place a slide in, and we can very gently tap the sights in and out.
Okay, you finesse it out with a brass punch, I guess.
So. Yeah, just a brass punch that we've ground flat and into a trapezoid shape, and we just a lot of light taps. You don't want to beat on it with five hard taps. You just give it about 15 or 20 light taps and just work it out very gently. And if you need a new sight, put that in. Me personally, I'm over the age of 40, so I don't use iron sights anymore. I'm using RMRs, because being farsighted, needing reading glasses, makes iron sights a no-go. It's a non-starter.
Yeah, I'm beginning to like my reflex dots, too. Another question I had is in regards to just, again, pistols, threaded muzzles, and what's a good way to make the thread protector knurl nut service field friendly, where it's not going to fly off during a range practice, and I could still take it off without using lock set or red lock tight or any of that stuff?
Well, That's a really pain in the butt issue for me right now is the brakes and the thread protectors on the threaded pistol barrels. So what we typically do is we're going to put just two drops of Loctite on the thread protector way in the back. So at the end, not the beginning of the threads that touch the barrel first. We're going to put two drops on the last thread that engage 180 degrees, one drop 180 degrees opposite of the other one, in the very back thread. And that way you can screw it on and torque it on and have a chance of getting it off without a tremendous amount of fight. But it will stay on while you're practicing and shooting. If you throw Loctite, even blue, over half the threads, it's almost impossible to get it off.
Yeah. I was going to experiment. I haven't gone to the range and fire tested it. I have a collection of O-rings. And I got an O-ring on there now near the back where it makes the neck with the threads in, it necks down, and then the barrel begins again.
Those don't last through a practice session of mine, though.
Okay, good for to know. Reason, then I'll
my brake will still come off if I try to use the O-rings.
Okay. Well, I'll scrap that notion then and go back to some light-duty service removable Loctite. That's all I got, and I appreciate your answers.
Rich, thanks for the call.
Okay, Rich, thank you for the call. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, once this legal issue is done and we're back to normal operating conditions, we're going to be building a tower. Tell us about that tower and what it's going to look like.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're going to have a 160-foot high tower that we can teach people to rappel off. It'll be on the 1,000-yard range, so we'll be able to teach people the effects of inclination angle shots. I'm excited. You know, I'm just really excited to make that happen. I think that's going to be another dimension. I've always been a climber. I've always been a huge fan of having skills in the vertical world, knowing how to move vertically up and down, and we're going to have a climbing wall, two climbing walls on the inside of the tower, a rappel wall on the outside, two rappel walls on the outside of the tower. And so it's going to be a great thing to have fun with, especially during the matches. We want to run a zip line from about 60 feet up on the tower out to about 140 yards. And have people engaging targets at 300, 500, 600, and 800 yards while running down a zip line. That'll just be a ton of fun in our rifle matches. I can't wait. Honestly, I've been wanting to do this for 4 years.
Well, I know. I'm looking forward to it as well. Well, in addition to rappelling down the wall, you can free rappel as well, can't you?
We'll be able to do that right down the center of the tower.
Right. And are you going to have or teach the Australian rappel, by any chance?
Of course.
All right. I've done that.
You're going to teach all the rappelling skills.
Right. There
was a really funny, story in Ferguson years ago when all the riots were going on. My men were on the rooftops, and the FBI put some snipers in a house to the south of us, and we called it into Unified Command, and 30 cop cars show up in the parking lot on the north side of the Savoy building on South Florissant Road. And the sergeant cracks his door open and he looks up three stories. I'm on the rooftop and he goes, "Sam, where are the snipers?" And I go, "You don't need to worry. They're in defilation. They're on the other side of the building. You're fine. You're safe." And he said, "Well, the lieutenant's going to want to see this. Lieutenant Laura's going to have to come up there." And so he said, "Well, he can come up," and we threw him a rope down.
Oh, boy.
the look on this officer's face was like, "My lieutenant can't climb that. We need a ladder." I said, "All right, we'll get you a ladder." And so we went and got him a ladder so Lieutenant Lohr could get on the third story. It was really funny.
That is funny.
Another example was when they were trying to run us out of Ferguson. Lieutenant Hoots, that ran a SWAT team for St. Louis County, really cool dude. he was looking at a Marine on the third story roof, and he said to one of the Marines, he said, "I want to see your ID. You get down here right now." And a Marine says, "You want my ID?" And he reaches in his pocket and he pulls out his middle finger.
Oh, no.
And shows it to the lieutenant. I'm like, "Nick, don't do that." Anyway, he says, "You get down here right now. I want to talk to you." And so the Marine jumps off the third story, lands on a little ledge that's the second story that sticks out slightly, and then slides down the pipe.
All right. Good for him.
Lieutenant with no rope.
Parkour. All right. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. Well, Sam, to recap the beginning of the story, this is a police officer ordering a former Marine to get off a third-story building. How did that work out again?
So he jumps off the third story, lands on the second story, flips over the edge, grabs a pipe, slides down the pipe, and lands in front of the lieutenant. And the look on that lieutenant's face was absolutely priceless, because the whole thing took about three quarters of a second. I mean, it was like this guy was subject to gravity and landed in front of him and said, "You want to talk to me?" And the lieutenant's face was just the most classic look of utter shock and awe and surprise and disbelief all rolled into one. It was really a lot of fun. There were so many memorable moments from that mess, but that was one of the lighter, funnier moments of the whole month.
Well, a follow-up on that. St. Louis County Police Department, which has, I believe, near maybe more than 2,000 officers.
Well, they used to. Most of them have quit now. They're about 600 short right now.
Well, they have one officer whose only job is to recruit mentally ill men and women who believe that they are the opposite sex, or they're attracted to the same sex. That's the only job that's one officer.
Wow, that's really sad to hear, but okay.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Well, we've got about a minute here to summarize your thoughts for the week, sir.
Yeah, I think it's time to prepare for tough times, and I don't know if it's going to be the election that causes things to blow up or if it'll be the financial collapse that comes next year, but get your money out of the banks, get your guns cleaned and ready to go, make sure you're in a position to defend yourself and your family, and start talking to your neighbors. You know, you don't have to belong to a militia. Militias will organically form as things devolve. But you do need to be ready. You do need to have food, water, and ammo, and you do need to have a plan.
Absolutely. That's exactly. I hope people will pay attention and pay heed. They really, really need to do that. We're certainly in perilous times here. Things happening I never thought in my life I would ever see. Sam, I want to thank you very much for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Tuesday, sir.
John, thank you. I don't know if I'm doing
Monday.
Hagman.
Monday,
I don't know if I'm doing Hagman with you tonight or not, but I guess we'll find out.
Well, we're not. We're not. He's got there's some issues, and we're not doing Hagman today. No.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a great week, and let freedom ring. Thank you,
John. Roger that. Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. Firearms Monday, one of our more popular segments. Tomorrow, we will have the Tuesday morning roundtable. We're also the first hour going to have a few words from a gentleman running for United States Senate in the state of Missouri to promote his campaign. Tuesday morning roundtables are a lot of fun. We never know who's going to show up, but it is always a lot of fun. Get a lot of great information out there. And Wednesday, of course, we'll have Professor McKinney with us, and Jeff Nyquist gets his own hour. I value Jeff's information so much. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please, Lord, bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. The state of Missouri that I live in, and the beautiful, large state of Texas. And Lord, please find it in your heart to bless the United States of America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.